Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're hoping you can. We're hoping you can, Tua. We say good morning to everybody here on a football Friday. Got a lot of stuff to get to. We'll jump into what took place yesterday. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post putting it out there about Cam Newton, who was a first overall pick and an MVP in this league, in case anybody forgot. And I'm sure even at the end of his career, wished he could have still been on a team and is out, but he's doing very well. He has picked right up on this social media stuff and making himself a lot of money. Hey, we've got all kinds of stuff. You'll heard a lot of it from Woody before we get back into the whole Dolphin thing and the Jets on Monday Night Football that we'll be talking about. But, man, I got to tell you, Panther fans, Alexander Barkov, and you can see the video, it's been everywhere, and I can't tell by video how bad, especially on the ice, but he injured his leg. First thing I always think about when I see it, in every sport, by the way, when I see a guy limp off the field in football, because you can have an ACL and you can limp off, and you can walk off, and I've seen it now more than once. Ronnie Brown was the most obvious one. I saw him having a great year, made a tackle on an interception, got up and limped off. But as he got closer to the sideline, limping off the field, I go, oh, he looks a little better. Looks like he'll be fine. Well, found out he had an ACL and was out for the season. And that's kind of stuck with me for years now when I see him. And we have seen a bunch of them. We've seen guys go over on the side. And so you hope it's not an ACL. I know there's a lot of reports out there that it is, and the team's concerned that it is. But on top of Kachuk being out the first couple of months of the season, boy, I'll tell you, losing one of the best players in hockey, I don't know where you rank him. All I know is he's been a big, big part of two championships and been, I hear people say, the best two-way player in hockey. But boy, it'd be a big loss to lose that guy and everything he brings to the table. So let's hope we get some good news there. What is it, first day back together, full practice for those guys as coach gave him an extra week off. And so anyway, we
the concerning thing obviously is the way that they carried him off, right? Those guys don't usually like to.
No, those guys are tough as nails. Yeah, if there's any way possible. You were asking me, I said, listen, man, I know they're tough when they get cut, when they have cuts and they get sliced up and they, you know, put the stitches in and they miss like one shift and they're back out there and you're going, these are tough dudes. But you can't be a tough guy in an ACL if that's the case. That's just impossible. It doesn't speed up the work. All those guys try to get back and it's just hard to imagine if it's an ACL. He's done for the year, man. I'm not trying to play Baptist Health Doctor this morning and not trying to fill in for our great doctors who cover the team over there, but it would
no
be.
No chance he gets the Aaron Rodgers guy?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think he's from that school. By the way, that's just beginning because all of a sudden you're thinking, well, the Marlins, it's over. They're done. Last three games. Well, They got the Mets coming to town, and how cool would it be? It would just make my weekend. It would make part of my weekend if the Marlins could knock the Mets out. And the Reds are right there with them, one game behind. If the Marlins could somehow knock the Mets out. It's going to be packed, by the way. It's going to look like New York South at those three baseball games starting tonight.
And it's a little playoff game over there, right?
It is going to feel like all of a sudden the Marlins are going to treat this like the playoffs
awesome.
For them.
Yeah.
They're going to do everything they can. This isn't going to be try a new guy out tonight. This is going to be for three games, play your best players, and try to make a difference in this. But yeah,
boy, the Mets spend so much money, don't they?
Oh.
It's amazing.
Well, he cut back, but he still, you're right, Woody, it's hard to imagine. I don't know what the actual payrolls are. I know the Dodgers spend $1 zillion, but the Mets seem to be right there. Of course, the Yankees don't get shortchanged on money either. But, yeah, so the Reds are one game behind, and this is all for the third wild card. This is the last playoff spot. The Mets just have not had a great year, but they are expecting big crowds. And I'm guessing it's going to be for the Mets to have a celebration and either get help with the Reds losing a couple of games or for the Mets to take care of business. So, hey, it'll be kind of fun if you're going out there. You want to feel a little playoff atmosphere and see what happens there over this three-game series starting tonight as well. Florida State at Virginia. I mean, my God, man, even Canes fans are going, no, I'm not going out tonight. And if we do, honey, I'm going to be on my phone or we're going to find a TV to watch that Florida State-Virginia game. Of course, that will be the Florida State's first ACC game of the season. Canes up there at Tallahassee next week to take on Florida State. So, man, we've got a lot of cool stuff. And for me, selfishly, and I don't know how many of you, the Ryder Cup, Europe USA, 7:10 this morning, first match. I love this. There's a new love affair for a live player with the PGA players, Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas, who's a fireball, will go against Johnny Rahm. How about that? And Terrell Hatton as well, a fun-loving Irishman. So they've got that alternate shot, which is not always everybody's favorite, and I'm dying to see. One guy sprays one, the next guy's trying to clean up the mess. So you're hoping both guys play well, and that will start it off. Scottie Scheffler will be running with the second group, teeing off this morning. So, man, I'm kind of excited. For a Friday, oh, my God, this is fantastic stuff that we have going on here. Hey, by the way, last night also, don't know, I did not watch it. I only watched the highlights this morning of Seattle getting a win over Arizona. By the way, that division's pretty good.
That game wasn't very good.
No, but that division's pretty good. I'm just saying, that division.
Damn, that was rough. That felt like one of those old Thursday games where, like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, it was all right.
Marvin Harrison, man.
Staying around. Yeah.
He's got hands of stone.
Ooh.
What happened with that, man? He was supposed to be, like, the next
great
thing. I don't
know. Some guys really liked him. Some knew about his quirky little personality.
You talking about when he got in that big fight with, was it like Fanatics or Tops or
yeah.
something? He's suing everyone like before this.
Yeah, and you're like, what are you doing, man? I mean, I appreciate when you look in the mirror what you see and you want guys to have confidence that he has. But
those are usually, like, to me, big red flags, right? When the guy's like, I can't just sign his autograph deal or whatever,
yeah.
What, a jersey deal. I don't remember what it was.
He was going to go a separate way or something.
It's like, just why don't you just focus on playing football? You're gonna make a lot of money.
Well, he just needs to play like a, by the way, that's gonna be one of the themes today, play like a high number one pick. That kind of goes back to I want to get into this Tua stuff. I do, and I've been
that's
pretty...
the only thing that can screw up a Friday, by the way, listening to that guy speak, man.
no look
at Lord,
he was asked about it. And he's aware of it, and I don't believe that. I'm sure if he didn't know and made him aware of what he was walking into. Listen, the stuff Cam Newton has said, I've said a lot of the same stuff too. And I look at it, I'm glad he spoke. He was very honest about his play. I don't know if you had a chance to, Woody, I got in a little late. He was pretty critical of himself, which you should be. He should be. I mean, too many turnovers, not playing well at the end. It's the same thing that everybody has said, whether they've never played at his level of football or never played high school, college, or professional football that just like it, that are doing this. I think everybody that follows football understands that you can't have four picks and five turnovers in three games and two bad fourth quarter picks in tight ball games. They're going to talk about you. Now, you're not the only problem on the team. We need to play better with run defense, the pass rush. Once we get the run defense, pass rush, we have zero takeaways, which, by the way, the Jets have the same thing. By the way, when I'm talking about the Dolphins, you're also talking about the Jets at the same time because they've got their own problems, and we'll get into all that stuff this morning as well. But, so I appreciate him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking ownership of the team feeds off me. I do need to play better. There's a lot of reasons out there. I'm sure we're not all completely accurate, but I think we're all in the ballgame on some of these things. And then I think he came out and was talking, Woody, you might have played about his injuries, and they have started to affect him. And I was like, oh, boy. And the other thing's been taking place. A lot of the national guys are talking to somebody in that building. There is no question. I'm going to stay out of this on that part. But there are national guys that are coming back with the same thing about the game plans put together by Mike McDaniel have been partially to protect Tua. As in, get rid of the ball quickly. Let's keep him from getting hit a lot. And staying super positive that this game plan, and we've had some chances to go deep, and he hasn't looked that way or whatever. Hey, listen, man, there's one way if you don't like all this conversation, if you don't like it. Your offensive line's not changing. Your weapons, your running back. And by the way, Cam Newton's right on the money. There's a lot of people who'd love to have your running back and your two wide receivers. A lot of people would love to have those three guys. That is a friggin' track meet that a lot of guys would love to have. You got a running back that's turned into one of the best running and pass catching running backs in the game, and he's off to another, on his way to another 1,800 yards most likely this year. So nobody wants to hear about it. Just go out and play better. And the other part of this I wanted to say, listen, man, you're a high first-round pick. I say it all the time. And you're given a big second contract. You're given, as a high first-round pick, a big signing bonus. Those two things have set you up for life. But the problem that comes with it, you don't just get the money, and if you don't play well, you're going to hear about it. That is 100% accurate. Yes, part of the franchise quarterback thing and part of being a high first-round pick are higher expectations on how you're going to play. That's just a fact. The money is part of it. It is. Wasn't just whether you like the way Cam Newton said it. It is a fact. Tom Brady coming in as a six-round pick. Eh, we'll see what we get. Wow, this has turned out great. Expectations, the higher your pick, man. This draft thing is big business. They don't give you big signing bonuses after you sign your contract if they don't think you have a chance to be a really good player. You start drafting quarterbacks in the top 10 picks, it costs, hey, listen, it used to cost GMs their jobs when they missed on them. Now it's a little more lenient. Sometimes you get a second chance now. But I just wanted to make it clear, like, yeah, this is all part of the deal, whether it's coming from Cam Newton, our local writers, radio guys. And you're right. We've never and could never play that position, none of us, except Cam Newton. He did play it, and he actually played it better than you do. But
he just needs to – these answers are just not thoughtful. Like, and here's the thing. He gave a lot of good – I don't think he thinks anything. But he did give a lot of great answers yesterday. The problem was, Joe, when you went on Twitter yesterday, the number one trending topic in America was Cam Newton. Because Tua took this swipe, and it's like, you know, people are going to take it out of context a little bit, and then they start going on, hey, you know, Cam was an MVP. Cam went to the Super Bowl. Cam is 1,000 times the player you'll ever be.
Right.
And it turns into that stuff,
it does.
It's just like, Tua just seems to live in his own world where he gives these thoughtless answers, and you said he was prepared, like they tell him about this stuff. It just sounds like he's just in another world.
Can I tell you what? I have another theory here, knowing all the characters that we're talking about, maybe and probably better than most people, if you think that's fair. I think, Ann, I'm giving you stuff that the national guys won't give you. I think Ann in communications makes it a point to explain to every one of them, the GM, the head coach, and the quarterback, what's coming. I do. She's mm-hmm. very knowledgeable about it. She's been around it. And I think they get up there and just kind of get away from the game plan.
I don't know what they do.
I don't think she tells them what to say because, you know, Tua's not a rookie anymore. Mike's been around for a while now, and Chris has been around a long time. He's seen it all.
We just have to do better than the, oh, you guys can't play off the street like, I'd like to see you do what I do. Yeah. Like, we got to do better than that,
well,
man.
He's right, though.
The guy's making $250 million.
He is. He's right about one thing.
What, that you and I can't play? Yeah,
that's correct.
Thank you, Tua.
But we would have never known that, right?
No. He needed to point that out. Joe, he's becoming very unlikable with these press conferences. They're not doing him any favors, man. And you can tell that these national guys, remember, there used to be a big Tua love affair, right? Everyone seemed to like him. These guys are turning on him in a big time way. Press conferences are not helping him.
He's got one thing he can do besides the 6 days a week that we talk about the stuff off the field and what he says. He needs to just play better. At the end of the day, a lot of this noise will go away, but you got to play a hell of a lot better than you're playing right now. Whatever the reason, and I've had people try to leak me reasons. Look at just play better. You're not the first guy that did. I'm sorry you don't have a combination of the Buffalo Bills and Detroit Lions offensive line. I'm sorry that you've had these injuries and concussions and hip stuff. And, hey, man, you hit the jackpot. Like, you're set. Now you just have to play better. But if you think you're going to continue to be the starting quarterback and the noise is going to go away, and if you're not aware – that the quarterback position is the most important position we have in professional sports, minus maybe an NHL goalie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.